Colorado middle class. Unemployment rates in Colorado have doubled since George Bush took office, and health insurance is out of reach for many middle-class families. But John McCain wants to continue George Bush's policies. More financial industry deregulation, less oversight. But John McCain breaks for the special interests. John McCain can't fix our economy if he doesn't know it's broken.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I think I'll give you our telephone number in case you'd like to call in. I hope we'll have our guest this morning. I talked to him yesterday. It was Bill Sardi. Wanted to have him come on talking about the financial situation of the world. But our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you would like to call in, well, you'll be relieved to know that the Icelandic government received a $6 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund to get them through their temporary crisis because, of course, Iceland was frankly bankrupt. And, of course, Iceland had been living very well, my goodness, on borrowed money that created tremendous prosperity there. And money was pouring into Iceland because, of course, they were offering 10% interest. And you can get 10% interest on Icelandic bonds and a comparable amount on Icelandic bank deposits, and a lot of England, about 400,000 English people had depositing their money in Iceland. After all, far better to put your money in Iceland and get 10% than to have it in your local British bank and get maybe 2% interest on your money or 3%. And the only trouble is when something seems to be too good to be true, it isn't true. And, of course, when the crisis hit, why, of course, all those British bank deposits, and not only the British citizens, but a lot of the counties over there, local municipalities in Great Britain and the British Isles had actually deposited their money in the Icelandic banks. I mean, after all, what could go wrong? And what could go wrong is the whole system was bankrupt. They were living on borrowed money. People were actually borrowing money in Japan, the so-called carry trade. And you could borrow money over there at 0.5% interest, and then, of course, you convert that into Icelandic money and deposit in Icelandic money or buy Icelandic bonds and get those 10% interest. It was really wonderful. You know, when you have a fiat money system, a monopoly money system with nothing behind it, and you can create money out of nothing, why, you can create tremendous prosperity. Until the whole system collapses, as it has traditionally, whether it would be in ancient Venice or ancient Florence, or certainly during 1702 under John Law in France, or in the United States under the Continental Dollar during the Revolutionary War, or in France again in 1789. And there are so many examples where people have tried this. They've tried it in South America. Simply creating prosperity by printing money, and eventually it collapses over and over again. What's happened now, however, is the whole world financial system is collapsing, and certainly the International Monetary Fund really doesn't have that money to lend, much money to lend, because they've actually, of course, they pay their employees so much. I mean, after all, why, you can make money out of nothing. You can get donations from all of the banks in the world. And so the International Monetary Fund, which was established to prevent countries from going bankrupt, did have a little money left that had not been squandered by the elite who worked for the IMF, who, of course, they don't even have to pay income tax on the money that they make. It's really a wonderful, wonderful life when you have a job working for an international agency. But they managed to scrape up $6 billion to keep Iceland from going bankrupt, but what are they going to do about Pakistan? Pakistan's on the border of bankruptcy. Hungary is on the border of bankruptcy. And, of course, country after country throughout the world are on the border of bankruptcy. In Europe, of course, in Germany, why, they had to come up with a $500 billion loans to banks over there. Certainly, as you remember, the United States several weeks ago lent $1.5 trillion to the central banks of Europe to keep them, try to keep them from collapsing. The whole world monetary system is coming down. Great Britain has been pouring money into its banks to try to keep them solvent. But the banks are concerned. Why? Well, it's not simply the CDO, the collateralized debt obligations, which are basically bundled home mortgages sold by the United States, knowing full well that they were fraudulent, they were going to collapse. This whole thing has been calculated by the people who rule the world to bring about the financial crisis at this time in history. Why? Because they want to use it to bring about a new international financial order and a new international political order and a new global currency and a new global religion with the destruction of Christianity. Because behind everything are the powerful spiritual forces that direct the course of the world. Well, if you understand that, it already makes sense, because so much of what's going on today really doesn't make sense. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Remember, it was, what, just a couple of weeks ago where Congress voted for the $850 billion bailout. And do you know that just yesterday or the day before, Ben Bernanke went to Congress and said, we're going to need more money? Wait a minute, we just gave you $850 billion. Oh, that was just sort of a down payment. But if we really want to solve the problem, we're going to have to give us more money. And then the Democratic Congress, Democratic members of Congress, saying we need a new stimulus bill. Now, we created the stimulus bill earlier this year, $160 billion, $100 billion sent to in the form of $600 checks to people all across America. Why? So they'd have money to spend, so they could stimulate the economy, so we could keep our stores open, so we could keep our industry buzzing. But the trouble is that the stores are closing. Here in Santa Cruz, right, I have a Mervyn's store is closing. The whole chain is closing down. Circuit City closing 150 stores across America. Many of the large chains are in trouble. Sears is in trouble. Sears, Kmart, Sears joined Kmart some years ago, hoping that together they would be able to function more effectively. But, well, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to. They're having problems. Hopefully they're going to be able to survive, because we certainly like many of the Sears products. But you go into their store, it's sort of like going into a mausoleum. There are not very many people there. Well, there are people who work for Sears, but as far as customers, there are not that many customers. And we're seeing this with so many of the major chains here in America. But not only that, certainly the automobiles, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, they're all facing bankruptcy. General Motors has been trying to join together with Chrysler, idea being that if the two of them joined together, why, they'd be making lots of money. They could cut back on production, but then they'd have to buy off the contracts of so many of their employees. These tens of thousands of people that have to pay them $100,000 each and buy them out. Be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest hasn't shown up yet, so if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Apparently, the government has decided they're going to have to buy up or at least finance the money market accounts because, of course, a lot of them are in real trouble as well. The money market funds have been investing in all of these wonderful CDOs and certainly in the asset-backed securities and in the various types of investment vehicles that were going to give them a great return, and suddenly why they're not getting a return on these. People are not paying their bills. People are unable to pay their automobile loans, their credit card loans, these other things that have been bundled and have been sold to the money market funds and to other financial institutions. So the government's talking about maybe a $350 billion bailout. That's about a third of $1 trillion. It's so difficult for people to get their concepts, their mind around $1 trillion. Remember, in the United States, when we had a stable gold-backed currency, it took 200 years to amass $1 trillion in debt. We're amassing $1 trillion in debt now about every 15 months. In fact, within the last couple of weeks, we've amassed, you know, at least $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion in debt just within a matter of a few weeks of this crisis. Understand where we're going. We're going to the destruction of the value of our currency. And there's no better way to destroy a nation and to destroy its currency, and that's exactly what they're planning on doing. But they can't tell the American people that. After all, they'd be furious to know that both political candidates, McCain and Obama, are going right along with this program because, of course, they're controlled by exactly the same people. George Soros is financing both of them. I mean, who is giving all this money to Obama? Why, people like Warren Buffett. Why is a multi-billionaire like Warren Buffett backing Obama? After all, isn't Obama going to raise the taxes on the wealthy? Well, that's what he says to get the PS suckers to vote for him. But every time they raise the taxes of the wealthy, it costs the middle class more money. And of course, the real problem is that the wealthy can always figure out ways of getting around the taxes because they can hire people, and there are always loopholes they put in there to protect the wealthy. And from the very beginning, you know, back when they brought in the income tax, the federal income tax back in 1913, which was designed to tax the wealthy, but never the average individual. It was always the idea that those wealthy people had so much money, and why couldn't they share some of it with the common people who had so little? And, of course, what happened, of course, was already designed to tax the common people. And, of course, to take away the money of the poor. And you say, well, the poor don't pay any taxes into the system. Yes, they do. They pay their Social Security. They pay their Medicare taxes. It's taken out of their salary involuntarily. And, of course, then it's given to the government, which spends it. And they do not put it in a fund. And there's not going to be any money for the poor people who are working today, who are forced to pay into Social Security and into Medicare and all the disability things, and it's all a lie. They're not going to tax the wealthy more. Where do you think that the hundreds of millions of dollars that Obama is raising are coming from? They're coming from the wealthy people. And do you think that they're giving them money so that they can pay more taxes, that they're really altruistic? Do you know, of course, Warren Buffett has said how unfair it is that his secretary pays more in the way of taxes than he does, and how unfair that is. Well, why doesn't Warren Buffett just stop then using all the tax loopholes and pay his fair share? He doesn't want to pay his share. He wants you to pay his share. And that's how the system is set up, and that's why Warren Buffett and all the other multi-billionaires are backing, you know, Obama, because they want him to come in, and of course he's got to come in and tax them more. How many people out in the audience really believe that all these wealthy multi-billionaires want to pay more taxes because they're so concerned about the common people? And of course they know they're not going to pay the taxes. There are always loopholes for them. There just aren't loopholes for you. It's like the alternative minimum tax. You remember when they brought the alternative minimum tax in? I remember. Because they said there were so many millionaires that weren't paying any taxes. Millionaires weren't paying any taxes, so we were going to get them. We were going to stick them with the alternative minimum tax. And you know what happened? Why? Then there were more millionaires that weren't paying taxes because there were always the loopholes. And then they used the alternative minimum tax to tax the middle class. And so understand that it's all a game. Both candidates, McCain and Obama, are talking about cutting taxes. How can they cut taxes when we're developing these tremendous deficits, when we're talking about going back and increasing the national debt? $1 trillion in just a few weeks, as I pointed out, under George Bush, things had gotten to the point, and during the latter few years, we've been increasing the national debt $1 trillion every 15 months. And now, within just a matter of a few weeks, they're talking about a $2 trillion debt for next year. How could they possibly cut taxes with that? And you know how? They simply lie. They lie to the American people, and the media never calls them on it. The pundits never call them on it. Nobody ever asks, how can you cut taxes and increase spending? And, of course, there's no way it can be done. You say whatever you want to, you get elected, you got the power, and it's all about power. Our number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Would like to know what you think. Would like to know what your thoughts are and what's going on. Are we going to come out of this? Is it going to be just a few months? I don't think so. This is going to go on for many, many years. Maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years. People are going to lose their homes. People are going to lose their jobs. People are going to lose their cars. People are going to lose hope in the American dream. And, of course, this has nothing to do with the American dream. We've been taken over by a group of wealthy people who have used the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And if I was the president, the first thing I would do is bring home all of our troops from all throughout the world, and almost such a large part of our expenditures goes to the military under one guise or another. Cut back on the military. We don't need a military. Well, who's going to protect us from the wicked communists in Russia and in China? Who do you think is financing the wicked communists in Russia and China? Who built the oil wells and the gas wells and the pipelines for the wicked communists in Russia? And, of course, you need to get my pamphlet on the Communist Capitalist Alliance. And course, it goes into not only how American financiers and American banks and the Federal Reserve System started funding the communists, you know, back in the 20s and 30s, but of course how after the so-called fall of communism in the 90s, why America through the Export-Import Bank and the Far Eastern Development Bank and the IMF and through American corporations were over-drilling the oil wells for Russia. Doesn't that make you feel good? And drilling the natural gas wells for Russia. Doesn't that make you feel good? American dollars are at work helping those people over in Russia to be free. Wait a minute, they didn't end up being free. They ended up under an authoritarian system under Putin, but you don't have to worry about Putin because our president looked in his eyes and our president knew he could trust Putin to go right along with him to work towards the world government. Well, who's on the line?
Yes, Dr. Stan?
Yes.
This is Janan in Texas, and I wanted to know if you would answer this. I noticed that many commentators are saying about the financial crisis that Franklin Delano Roosevelt really had the way to, you know, cure the depression in the 1930s and that he was so great and we ought to do his kinds of strategies. And I wonder if you could please comment on that, and I'll hang up and listen, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us in on it. Well, basically, of course, everybody says what a great job FDR did, and yet he prolonged the Depression. The Depression lasted actually from 1929 until 1940, and the only reason we got out of it then was because of our mobilization for the war, and he manipulated this into a World War II. But what FDR did was try to get out of the problem created by a fiat money system, which was actually aggravated intentionally and purposely by the Federal Reserve System. You see, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt ran for political office, like Barack Obama, he promised to do what was right at that time. At that time, of course, we had the Federal Reserve System, we had the group of private bankers who had created the Roaring Twenties by massively expanding the money supply, and he promised to get back to a gold-backed currency. He promised to get us back to a honest monetary system and take the power away from the bankers who'd created the Depression by withdrawing money from the monetary system. And, of course, they were intentionally doing that. They were working in concert with the European bankers, and they were just drawing money out of the monetary system. And so Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you know, promised, of course, to take the power away from the bankers and of course, to give it back to the people. Well, of course, when he got into office, he did exactly the opposite. He went right along with the Federal Reserve. He let them continue running the monetary system. And every time the monetary system started to right itself, why the central bankers took more money out of the monetary system, and they destroyed the whole economic structure of our society. Then what did FDR do? Well, he was going to come up with all sorts of new and wonderful programs to get people working. He had a youth service corps and were recruiting people to go to work for the government, and that was when we had the CCC, the Conservation Corps. And, of course, and it's exactly what Obama is suggesting. What's he suggesting? Why, he wants a universal draft so that everybody will serve the government. Both boys and girls will be drafted, will be putting into compulsory service for the government, for the good of the country, which they love, and patriotism, and they're supposed to serve the government. That has nothing to do with America. We were never supposed to serve the government. The government was just to provide us the opportunity to be free. And then, of course, FDR came up with a wonderful idea. The price of farm goods had gone down, so he began to pay farmers not to grow goods. He would buy up the potatoes when people were starving, buy up potatoes and of course, put dye on them so they'd turn blue and then bury them and of course, hire people with big bulldozers to bulldoze the potatoes back into the ground. They did the same thing with all sorts of crops. They bought them up to destroy them, to raise the prices, and all sorts of incredible programs to try to get the economy working, whereas, of course, if they'd simply gotten the international financiers out, they'd gotten back to our gold-backed currency course, well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt stole the gold from the American people. It was a patriotic thing to do. It was a criminal offense to have gold, and first to have gold-backed notes. And then as soon as he got the gold away from the people, he doubled the price of it. Did they get the money? No, of course not. It was simply the bankers who held the money that got the benefit. And, of course, FDR did everything to help the bankers. And he knew that he was working in concert with the people who controlled our government. And those of you who have never seen the letter I found when I went to Colonel House's papers back at Georgetown University, we'd be glad to send you a copy of it. You'll find it certainly in our Iraq, the Untold Story syllabus, the Iraq, the Untold Story. And you need to have these syllabuses because they have so much of the original documentation in it. And the letter, of course, from FDR to Colonel House saying, you know, as you and I both know, Colonel, why, of course, financial elements have, in various centers, have owned our country. Going back to the time of Andrew Jackson. And he does it 100 years before. He knew what he was doing. He was working with these people. He was deeply involved in the occult, as was Eleanor. We'll be right back.
Your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That message was courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253.
Hello.
For RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air, because they care.
I'm a life member of the NRA.
Hunter Greg West.
I hunt, I fish, I love the outdoors. I love this country and I support Barack Obama.
Barack Obama has always supported our right to own guns and defend ourselves. Always. That's the truth. And here's some more. John McCain's just out of touch. In the Senate, McCain voted repeatedly to keep tax breaks for companies that ship our jobs overseas and voted to deregulate Wall Street, which helped get us into this mess.
When you see financial institutions such as Fannie Mae, AIG, insurance companies going belly up, we got problems. I do believe that Barack Obama's our best chance to change that. Barack Obama will best represent the middle class, the working people of this country. He has the same values as I do.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess I didn't show up this morning, so if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. And, of course, how did they keep the Depression going? Well, of course, if you can read the book Capitalism and Freedom by Milton Friedman, he will tell you, that's Capitalism and Freedom by Milton Friedman, that every time the economy started to improve why the central bank, which is a privately owned central bank, it's a group of banks. They call it the Federal Reserve System, but that's just to confuse you common people out there. They call it Federal Reserve. Well, that must be it has to do with the federal government, doesn't it? No. It is a private corporation. And it's not that the government controls the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve controls the government because those who control the monetary system control the government. And in fact, when Bill Clinton became president, first thing he did, he didn't wait for the Federal Reserve to go to have the Federal Reserve to go to see him. He went to see Alan Greenspan. After all, he wanted to be in touch with the man who was really running things. And the same thing when George Bush got to Washington D.C. They understand, you see, who really runs things. Now, you're being told that Barack Obama is going to solve our problems, that John McCain voted for all the wrong things, and John McCain did vote for all the wrong things, but so did Barack Obama. Barack Obama is the most radical United States senator. He's part of the left of Ted Kennedy and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton looks like a moderate next to Barack Obama. But they're both part and parcel of the group of senators that have brought us to the terrible position we're in today. And, of course, they're not going to solve the problem. Understand that they don't intend to solve the problem. They want to complicate it, because by destroying our economic system and destroying the value of our currency, they're going to be able to bring about their one world government. And this whole thing has been planned. It didn't happen by accident. And one of these days, why, we'll just sit down and point out how point by point by point they created this impossible situation. In fact, one of the major culprits behind this was a man named Henry Paulson, who was the CEO of Goldman Sachs, who made, I think, three quarters of a billion dollars working for Goldman Sachs, and he has it all nicely stashed away. I wonder where he has his money invested, because he's not going to have it just in banks, because he knows the banks are in trouble, and he also knows, of course, that the value of our dollar, of course, is eventually going to be destroyed, and people are going to be impoverished. But Henry Paulson went before the various committees of Congress and, you know, demanded, of course, that there be no regulation of the derivative market. Now, derivatives are basically insurance policies, and they call them credit debt swaps, CDSs, credit debt swaps. And of course, basically the whole idea is that you were, say, to buy the bonds that were being put out by Lehman Brothers, bonds that were being used to raise money. Well, you would want to make sure that Lehman Brothers actually paid you the interest on those bonds that you'd bought, and eventually, of course, when the bonds came to maturity, you got your money back. So you'd get a credit default swap on those, and that was like an insurance policy. Now, if they called it an insurance policy, then there'd be regulation. In other words, the people who were selling you the insurance policy would have to have money behind it. But if you called it a CDS, a credit default swap, then it was a swap. It wasn't an insurance policy, and even though it functioned like an insurance policy, it wasn't regulated. And we do have, in a free society, a certain amount of regulation to be sure that people play by the rules. Well, Henry Paulson went to Congress and demanded that they not regulate the derivative market. And the big problem is not simply the collapsing home mortgages, or the collapsing automobile mortgages, or the collapsing credit card mortgages of debt and all of these things. The big problem out there is the derivative market. Now, some people will tell you that the derivative market is $50 or $60 trillion. And some people will tell you that the derivative market in the United States alone is $150 trillion. And some people will tell you the derivative market throughout the world, because, of course, many of the other banks were playing these same games, the Swiss banks, European banks, is about $600 to $700 trillion. And Bob Chapman says, who is a frequent guest on our programs, talks about how the derivative market is over $250 billion. Nobody really knows how much is out there. But that is the big specter that's overhanging the world market. And if those derivatives start to go down, there's not enough money in the entire world tenfold over to get us out of the mess we're going to be in as the derivatives begin to collapse all throughout the world. Our telephone number, of course, is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We really need to evaluate what's going on in the world. And we are living in a world where the whole economic system is collapsing. And, of course, who are we turning to solve the problem that has been created by the bankers? Why is it the same bankers? The Henry Paulsons and the Bernankes, and, of course, they know exactly what they're doing. And instead of doing what should be done and let the whole system collapse and then start to build again with a asset-backed security so they can't keep increasing the amount of money, what are they doing? Well, Ben Bernanke gave a talk, and you can get it on the Internet. You can simply type in Ben Bernanke, a talk, helicopter, or helicopter money, something of the sort, because he gave a talk some years ago saying, look, we understand how to prevent deflation. I mean, inflation you can always control, but deflation is a terrible thing. But we have an advantage. We have a printing press. We no longer have the discipline of gold. And if we have to, we can print money and throw it out of helicopters, and we throw enough money out there, we're not going to have deflation. Well, look at what's going on in the world today. What's happening to the price of cars? I saw an advertisement the other day. You could buy a new Ford pickup truck, and I forgot whether it was the F-150 or F-250 series, but it was for $12,600. $12,600. The price of cars is coming down. Why? Well, because they're losing money on every car. It's the only way they can move them out. The price of commodities are coming down. You know, the price of gold, the price of silver, they're all being manipulated down, but they're all coming down, and we are moving into deflation. And so what is Ben Bernanke and the central bank, the privately owned central bank, doing? Why, of course, they're creating money out of nothing. Oh, they don't have to turn on the printing press. That's for you common people. You don't understand. We have a that currency. And they can create credit simply with a banking entry. They don't have to print the money. The amount of money actually out there is about maybe $700 or $800 billion. But, of course, on top of that is all the credit, everything they've created, up into the trillions of dollars. And just a couple of weeks ago, they created $1.5 trillion to give to this European Central Bank. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. Love to hear what you think this morning.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number, 970-689-8255. Our guest, unfortunately, didn't show up this morning, so we would love to hear from you. 970-689-8255. And we're talking about what's happening financially. And, of course, during the Great Depression, why, of course, the Federal Reserve, the bankers, the private bankers, of course, who profited tremendously from the depression, destroyed the value of our economy by simply contracting the money supply, so people couldn't borrow money. They couldn't borrow it any place, and the factories went down. People who'd been multimillionaires living high on the hog, during the expansion of the money supply during the Roaring Twenties, became paupers. People were jumping out of windows. People had a sense of hopelessness. There were no jobs. The whole industrial base of our nation shut down. And, of course, it was all coordinated by the Central Bank of the United States, the privately owned central bank that, of course, actually determines the economy of our nation. Well, those same people are in charge now here. And, of course, we're talking about 3/4 of a century later, but the same people, the same spiritual forces that guided the central bank and brought us into a depression in 1929 are guiding our country and leading us into a terrible depression. And we're going into a depression because the whole monetary system is collapsing and the value of our currency is being destroyed. And Ben Bernanke knows exactly what he is doing. And he's throwing more and more and more money at this. Why would we look to the people who created the problem that we see today to solve the problem we see today? Does that make any sense? I mean, we got into a problem because we have a fiat money system. And so would you want to create more fiat money? Would you want to get back to the type of monetary system that's described in our Constitution, which is the law of our land? Who do we have calling in?
My name is Kim, and I was just wondering, it's really interesting listening to all of this, and we hear it, every day from you and, different commentators and stuff. And I was just wondering, if we could do like a radio show, the people that finally figured out that this whole system is wrong and collapsing, what are we going to do and how are we going to get ourselves? I mean, there are people in the Depression that, lived through it and made it, and how did they make it and what was the difference? It's like, okay, so say you're part of the people that lost, your home or whatnot. So what do you do from here? Where do we go from here, and how do we live through this?
All right, fine. First of all, the only way we're going to get through this is to do away with the phony monetary system, to expose the bankers, to expose the people who created this problem, and get back to the type of monetary system that is laid out in our Constitution, where, of course, our money is to be backed by gold and silver. They know that, but they don't want the discipline of gold and silver. They really want to wreck our system. And, of course, until we understand there really are evil and wicked people out there who have a different worldview, they want to destroy America and bring about a world government, we have to educate the people. As people say, Corlett, give me a simple solution. There is no solution. Until the American people understand the spiritual component of what motivates these people on the other side, nothing is going to change. There really are people out there who worship a different God, who hate America, whose loyalty is to a one-world government. Until we can expose them and, of course, bring them before the bar of justice and try them and convict them and break their control over our government, nothing's going to change.
And
we will either solve this problem and educate the American people with your help, or we're going to lose America.
You know, and I agree with you. I mean, I agree with everything that you're saying, but you know, some of this is going to take a little bit of time. So, what do we do in the meantime? I don't mind educating people, and I do it all the time, and we talk about it. You know, some people believe you, some people don't, and you just kind of let them go on doing what they're doing. But in order to change the monetary, I mean, that's a huge thing to change. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, and more people are going to live in the next few months or years while this all takes place.
Well, we're going to have to help one another. A lot of people are going to lose their jobs. A lot of people are going to be hungry. I lived through the Great Depression. I remember the people coming to the door asking for a sandwich. And my mother always had a sandwich for them and a few potato chips, and then they always leave a little mark right next to your doorbell so that the next fellow came along would know that this was a house where they would help you. We're going to have to help one another. We're going to have to get back to the Christian values that made America a great nation where there was human compassion and concern. And a lot of people are going to lose their homes, and a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, and a lot of people are going to lose their life savings, and we're going to have to help one another. But we cannot look to the government to do it.
You know what?
We have to get back to the values that made America great, which was human compassion and belief in God, indeed fear of God.
You know, and I agree with you on that, too. And it's just like, I guess that I wish that there was more of a networking thing for people who are already trying to do something, you know, so that you could do that, just, you know, so you could get connected with people that are like-minded or whatnot, so that at least you could start heading down that road. Because I totally agree that we're going to have to help each other, but trying to find people who are truly awake and have swallowed the red pill are few and far between, because I don't want to ask the government for any benefits. I don't want their help.
Well, the thing is, that's why this station, you are so lucky to have this station here, to getting the information out. But most of our conservative and Christian organizations have been infiltrated, and you've heard me talk about, I mean,
right,
how they've infiltrated the Catholic Church, and there are satanic groups within the Catholic Church. They've infiltrated the Protestant Church. And the leader of the 30-million-member National Association of Evangelicals was a fellow named Heck. I think it was Ted Heck or something like that. Anyway, he was a homosexual, you know, cocaine user. And believe me, he got into that position because there were other people in that organization working right along with them. The Evangelical Association, National Evangelical Association, how could this happen? The wicked people have infiltrated organizations, so we're going to have to set up your own organizations. This is a good place to start this station. You are so fortunate to have this station. I know of no other station in the country like it. But we need similar stations. You need to help people like, you know, who are doing this thing. There are other people out there. Alex Jones is doing a great job. Joyce Riley is doing a great job. We have to use the alternative medium and the Internet and shortwave and satellite to reach people across America. And we're out of time. God bless. I know how you feel. I'm doing the best I can. You can continue doing a good job, too, please.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we do have an outreach across America. We're fortunate, and we have an opportunity to be on almost 60 outlets, actually over 60 outlets, shortwave, internet, satellite, every single week. And we have an opportunity to bring people the sort of programs you're hearing here at the American Freedom Network. But, of course, it's an expensive proposition. Fortunately, American Freedom Network puts us on for nothing. But, of course, we do have to pay for many of the stations we're on across America. So if there's any way that you can help us, if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We mentioned earlier, of course, the letter that FDR had sent to Colonel House, talking about how you and I both know, Colonel, this is 1933, you and I both know that our government has been owned by financial elements in certain centers, going back to the time of Andrew Jackson. We have the letter. It is available through Radio Liberty. You can either get it in the Iraq, the Untold Story syllabus, or we'll be glad to send it to you. If you just call us at 1-800-544-8927. You need to get that. You need to copy it. You need to get the information out. You need to convince people. And I know people don't want to hear it. A lot of people don't want to hear it. But they're going to start listening because, of course, increasing numbers of people know that something's wrong. They just don't know how to connect the dots. And you'll do more good by asking them questions. And then when they don't know the answer, you give them the documentation, and we have the documentation. I mean, if you want to know who killed Martin Luther King, we've got a wonderful four-tape set, a four-CD set on that. You're not going to see it elsewhere. Or the murder of Jack Kennedy, four tape sets. Those are all four tape sets. But we've got a great DVD on the murder of Kennedy put together by our good friend Bob Fletcher. And you get people to understand that there are forces out there that they have never heard of. Everybody's heard of the CFR now, but nobody understands it. It is a front for a secret occult society. It came from the secret organization put together in 1890 by Cecil Rhodes. You can get that out of Professor Quigley's book. But, of course, what Professor Quigley missed was the fact that behind that there were powerful spiritual forces. That's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so important. People have read the book or watched the DVD, and their lives have changed. Certainly our talk on the forbidden secret is so important, and the syllabus goes with that. So you can begin to understand what George Bush has really been saying, or at least his speechwriters. I don't think he writes his speeches. He may not even understand what he's been saying. But certainly the people behind him do, because he's simply a figurehead for the power elite who really runs America, and behind them are the powerful spiritual forces. So you need to get the book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the talk on the forbidden secret. You need to get the talk on the planned police state. And then, of course, go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, and you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day on the Internet, or you can certainly watch the videos that are there. We have a lot of videos. We've got a new section called Other Videos.